10 years ago, filmmaker Werner Herzog made a documentary about American Navy pilot Dieter Dengler, who was shot down during the Vietnam War. The documentary was called Little Dieter Needs to Fly. Herzog has returned to Dengler's story, and this time he is retelling it with actors. The new film is called Rescue Dawn, and Bob Mondello has this review.
It was supposed to be a routine bombing mission.
Gentlemen, welcome to North Vietnam.
But it becomes a lot less routine when the squadron crosses over into Laos. Dieter Dengler's plane is brought down by anti-aircraft fire, and though he survives the crash unhurt, he's captured by enemy soldiers who try to get him to condemn U.S. involvement in Vietnam. This is near the very beginning of the American buildup, which may be why Dieter sounds as if he's still fighting World War II.
I love America. America gave me wings. I will not sign it. Absolutely not. No way.
But the world is shifting. Dieter has his face tied to a huge nest of insects, gets dragged behind oxen, and is very nearly drowned. And when he remains unbowed, he's thrown into a jungle prison camp where two other American soldiers have clearly been held for some time. They're emaciated, speak only in whispers, and after many months in the camp, think Dieter's dreams of escape are just dreams.
Without water, you won't survive more than 2 days out there. Without water, your tracks will be visible for even more. The jungle is the prison. Don't you get it?
When does the rainy season start?
5 months, maybe six.
I can't wait that long.
Things don't move quickly. Everyone in the camp, guards included, is starving on a diet of rice when they can find it, and worms and grubs when they can't. Dieter figures if they don't move fast, none of them will have strength for a cross-jungle escape. Then one of the Laotian prisoners hears the guards talking, and their situation gets even more urgent.
Ever since the bombings, the entire province cannot grow rice.
I didn't think it could get any worse.
No, it's much worse than that. They plan to march us out in the jungle and kill us and make it look as if we're trying to escape.
Okay,
so it has to be tomorrow.
Director Werner Herzog has always specialized in stories about epic journeys and impossible dreams, which may be why he's able to make all of this feel as persuasive as it's ever likely to feel in a movie with recognizable stars. Christian Bale's Dieter comes across as practical and determined, which in these circumstances registers as heroic. And as his fellow prisoners, Steve Zahn and Jeremy Davies, cower so effectively that you're soon seeing their guards through their eyes. For a director whose films usually traffic in breathtakingly offbeat imagery, and what's sometimes termed ecstatic truth, Rescue Dawn is startlingly straightforward. Any connections an audience wants to make to other wars and other prison camps it'll have to make on its own. And early on, Herzog seems to be doing almost too good a job of conveying the tiresomeness of prison life. But as the film accelerates in its last half hour, only art house purists are going to complain that their favorite director has gone Hollywood. Rescue Dawn may not feel much like a Herzog movie, but it's a gripping, real-life thriller. I'm Bob Mondello.